And time now for a segment we're calling Unfortunate Sports Stories. Former Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice and his wife Janae are testifying today in New York before former U.S. District Judge Barbara Jones, appealing the indefinite suspension that Rice received for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. Everyone remembers the video that surfaced of Rice hitting his then-fiancée. He wants to be reinstated, to play immediately, but it's not likely any team would sign him if that happens, and it certainly wouldn't be the Ravens because they've already released him. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He also hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, this story had been pushed off the front pages by so many others. Now it's back. Mm-hmm. But this isn't an official court hearing. This is a retired judge. So what is this?
Right. She's the one who was selected by both the union and Ray Rice's lawyers and the commissioner's office. So this is an impartial expert who's hearing the case. And the case she's going to hear is not going to center on the horrors of what Ray Rice did or what we saw in the video. It's largely procedural. And that, I think, you know, as we debated in the public, and it's not wrong for us to debate these larger issues of domestic violence and how the NFL handled it. They're talking about nitty gritty. What does the contract say? What do the union rules say?
Right. And what did NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell say? He testified yesterday.
Well, it was all under closed, behind closed doors, so we don't exactly know. But it would seem to me that he has some explaining to do, because it doesn't seem like, if you look at what's written down about the rules, how one should, how the league should deal with a violation of this sort, it doesn't seem as if Ray Rice was punished according to the rules as written down. So although this might seem boring, the things they'll be talking about are things like requirement of Article 46.1A of the collective the bargaining agreement, right? Mm. And also the league's own internal policies on domestic violence, which says a first-time offender, and that's what Ray Rice would be considered, should not be suspended for the entire season on the whim of the commissioner. And then you also have the fact that the whole reason this became a conflagration was that the commissioner had suspended him for two games, and that was so insufficient. So this is why it became this huge national news story. But he did suspend him for two games, so it was already a punishment given and set forth. So these are the sort of things the judge will definitely be asking the commissioner.
And by the way, is Ray Rice's case that this was a first offense? What's his case?
Well, sure. I mean, he does maintain that. And, you know, in terms of what the league has looked into and what the court system has looked into, yes, it's a first offense.
Yeah. Well, as we said, the conventional wisdom is that no team would sign him. But what about Michael Vick? He was imprisoned for torturing dogs. He came back.
He did, and there was some sturm and drang over who would take this risk, and it was originally the Eagles. And people are able to be rehabilitated in the United States of America, and people with a criminal record who have served time, especially people who are excellent at playing football, sometimes get a second chance. There was the PR hit a team would have to consider. But, you know, even if 31 teams say, how dare you sign him, that 32nd team might say, we just really need a running back and we're making a playoff push. And I suspect that the ardent fans of that sort of team might have some internal discussion. But if it could help the team, perhaps a guy like Ray Rice, perhaps a guy like Adrian Peterson would get signed.
Well, Adrian Peterson, the running back for the Minnesota Vikings, was also in court. He pled no contest to child abuse charges. He, of course, was accused of hitting his son with a switch. He's going to pay a fine, $4,000, serve 80 hours of public service and be placed on probation. Oh, and then, look, we didn't even mention Alex Rodriguez admitting that he used performance-enhancing drugs, even though he's denied it in the past. Just very got a couple seconds. Not a good week for sports.
You know, the World Series just happened. That was good. College football's good. This is life, right? You got to take the good with the bad.
Mike Pesca, here and now, sports analyst. He also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.